WTOP.com. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
Now 7 News First Alert meteorologist Eileen Whalen.
Mostly sunny skies and unseasonably warm highs. Today will range between 85 and 90 degrees later this afternoon with relatively low humidity and a southerly breeze. We do have a very high UV index of 8, so you'll want to make sure that you have the sunscreen, that you're staying hydrated. Our bodies really aren't used to temperatures this high. Now, as we head through the evening hours, temperatures will be falling out of the 80s into the 70s, and we fall into the middle 60s overnight. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
We've hit 70 at Arlington, and in Lanham, it's 67 in Gaithersburg.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good morning. I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. Coming up,
we're entering a fifth day of pro-Palestinian protest at George Washington University. I'm Lynn Bowie.
Secretary of State Blinken is in the Middle East urging Hamas to accept Israel's truce offer.
I could tell the difference.
Reaction to an emergency juvenile curfew at National Harbor. I'm Shana Stulen.
Today's heat could set a record. I'm Neil Augenstein.
Good to be with you. It's now 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. No let-up from devastating storms that tore through the middle of the country over the weekend, killing at least 4 people, including an infant. Weather Channel meteorologist Stephanie Abrams.
We have the threat for severe weather today from Texas to Alabama. We'll see flooding, hail, wind damage, and we can't rule out a tornado.
Correspondent Omar Villafranca is in Sulphur, Oklahoma, where homes and buildings were torn apart.
National Weather Service says this was an EF3 tornado. We're talking wind speeds of at least 136 miles an hour. Roofs ripped off, walls collapsed, bricks all over the place, windows were blown out. Thousands of people are without power.
If all else fails, you can always ask politely. Columbia University's embattled president Minouche Shafik has just issued a statement urging pro-Palestinian and pro-Israel protesters to pack up their encampments and disperse voluntarily. Secretary of State Blinken in Riyadh pushing Hamas to accept Israel's latest ceasefire proposal.
I'm hopeful that they will make the right decision and we can have a fundamental change in the dynamic.
Donald Trump met privately with his former challenger, Florida's Ron DeSantis, over the weekend. CBS's Aaron Navarro.
The two talked about fundraising, and DeSantis and his allies seem to indicate he will be involved in at least helping his once GOP rival down this general election stretch.
One of former President Trump's potential running mates is explaining the death of her dog. In her new book, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem explains why she shot Cricket, her unruly 14-month-old wire-haired pointer. CBS's Matt Piper.
On X, she writes, "Whether running the ranch or in politics, I have never passed on my responsibilities to anyone else to handle. Even if it's hard and painful, I followed the law and was being a responsible parent, dog owner, and neighbor."
The trial of a Massachusetts woman accused of killing her boyfriend, a Boston police officer, begins today. WBZ's Kyle Bray.
Karen Reed faces second-degree murder charges in the death of her Boston police officer boyfriend, John O'Keefe, who was found dead in the snow outside of a home back in January of 2022. Prosecutors say Reed struck O'Keefe with her car and left him for dead in the cold. Reed's defense lawyers claim she is the victim of a massive cover-up.
Media reports overseas say a French movie star is being questioned by police.
I think I tried too hard. I blew it.
Two women reportedly say Gerard Depardieu sexually assaulted them on movie sets. The 75-year-old actor denies it. He put his career on hold after he was charged with rape back in 2020. S&P futures are up 14. Dow futures ahead 55. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's 9:03 on Monday, April 29th. 71 degrees already. Summer-like heat today. We are going up to around 90. Good morning. I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. Our top local story, protesters at George Washington University have retaken University Yard, tearing down metal barriers and expanding the encampment there. WTOP's Lynn Bowie is there and has the latest.
Shut it down! Shut it down! Video on Instagram shows protesters shouting and tearing down metal barriers around the encampment on University Yard. GW says early Monday morning, a student jumped the barricade and was being escorted out when about 200 protesters breached and dismantled the barriers, which are now piled up in the middle of the yard, surrounded by about 100 tents. GW calls on demonstrators to leave and move to another location, but protesters have several demands. They want the school to cut financial ties with Israel and drop charges against students who have been suspended. Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
Video of numerous teens stealing from a CVS store in D.C. went viral. Now WTOP's Ralph Fox reports more of them have been arrested and are facing charges.
Authorities say a group of at least 20 teens swarmed the store on New Jersey Avenue, this in the Navy Yard neighborhood, about 9 p.m. on April 16th. A security guard tried to stop the group when they attempted to leave without paying. One of the suspects threw a bottle at the guard as everyone else plowed through. Police arrested one 16-year-old and now five more teens between the ages of 14 and 16 are under arrest in the case. Two of those suspects, both 15-year-old females, were also charged in a separate assault on the National Mall that happened earlier that same night. Ralph Fox, WTOP News.
The first 3 days of an emergency weekend curfew for young people at National Harbor are in the books. It requires kids 16 and younger to have an adult with them between the hours of 5 p.m. and 6 a.m., starting Friday evening and ending Monday morning. So how did this weekend's curfew go? WTOP's Sheena Estulin was there.
At first, I was kind of disturbed, and I was like, why is this a curfew? Are they kind of maybe targeting a certain group?
Jill Bullock from Prince George's County says she had second thoughts given surging crime in the DMV.
We hate to keep the young folks out, but if they're the ones causing the problems and they don't have their parents and guardians around, then it's the best thing.
Dolores, general manager at Spice Store Pepper Palace, says she didn't see as many teens out this weekend, perhaps because of Saturday's wet weather.
When it rains, a lot of people aren't going to want to come out.
She says a better long-term solution would be building more community centers in the area so kids don't get bored and they stay out of trouble. Shana Stulen, WTOP News.
Today's expected to be the hottest day of the year so far. It might even be a record setter. WTOP's Neil Augenstein has more on what to expect.
Typically, we have to wait until about the second week of May for a 90-degree occurrence.
7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraff says the record high temperature for today is 91 degrees.
Keep in mind, today our average high is about 73 degrees.
He says there is an upside.
The humidity levels will not be super-duper high today, so that is the one thing we've got going for us. It's not going to be the oppressive heat we often get late July, early August.
Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
The Purple Line light rail line will connect Prince George's and Montgomery counties. So how is construction going? WTOP's Sandy Kozel reports meetings are planned to update neighbors on the progress.
There are 7 community advisory team meetings scheduled for May. The first is this Thursday, May 2nd, for those living in the Riverdale Park, New Carrollton areas. The virtual meetings include members of teams representing neighborhoods, civic and business associations, and local governments. The builder will have area-specific updates on the Purple Line project, and there will be time for the public to ask questions. The meetings are being held via Microsoft Teams and posted on the website purplelinemd.com. Sandy Kozel, WTOP News.
Coming up in Money News.
D.C. makes a best restaurant list and a best bar list. I'm Jeff Glable.
And traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
When you think spring, you probably think flowers blooming and beautiful days outdoors. Well, now you should also think of MGM National Harbor. Enjoy some of your favorite slot machines on our outdoor gaming terrace. And it's patio season at our restaurants and nightlife lounge. Plus, don't miss our all-new conservatory display paying tribute to the DMV's historic landmarks. Celebrate spring at MGM National Harbor. Monumental happens here. Must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's 9:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's get an update from Rita Kessler.
And let's start out with an update on the Beltway. Your interloop delays in Virginia are basically from Braddock Road headed past 236 and then from 66 headed past the Dulles Toll Road. The earlier broken down vehicle near Georgetown Pike has cleared. Outer loop top side of the Beltway, the delays are after 95-inch stretches headed past 29 Colesville Road. The interloop approaching the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, those delays have eased, but we still have outer loop delays in Prince George's County. Passing 202 and again passing 450, trying to head toward the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Southbound 95 before 32, they've moved that crash to the shoulder, but your delays are before Route 100 and off of both directions of 100, trying to head toward 32. That delay is kind of easing back a bit. Southbound 201 Kenilworth Avenue near 410 had been the scene of a crash. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, delay southbound before Route 100 headed to 175 and before 198 headed toward 197, but the earlier crash near 197 is gone. Now, in Virginia, on northbound 395, after Edsel Road, the two left lanes get by that wreck. Then you have some volume approaching King Street and then solid from the Pentagon across the 14th and the case headed onto the freeway toward Main Avenue. Eastbound 66 near Route 50, the crash was cleared. The lanes are open, but we still had a little bit of volume. Looks like all of that is cleared out. 66 actually looks good out of Centerville headed toward Route 50. No problems along northbound 95 right now, but northbound 123 between Canterbury Road and Burke Lake Road had been the scene where you were under crew direction due to an earlier vehicle fire and all the cleanup. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
And here's 7 News First Alert meteorologist Eileen Whalen.
The sunshine we've got out there this morning is going to be with us all day, and that's going to help the mercury rise. We're forecasting a high of 90 degrees today. We could break the record at Dulles, which is 89. The record at Reagan is 91. Still, whatever we end up getting to, it will be unseasonably warm for this time of year. So make sure you have the sunglasses and the sunscreen with a high UV index. We're going to remain above average for temperatures all week. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
So supposed to be hot but not sticky, which makes me happy.
We'll take it.
70 degrees now in Reston, 69 in Bethesda, 70 on the National Mall. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
9:10 Money News at 10 and 40 past the hour. Let's get over to Jeff Claybaugh.
Even tight household budgets can afford pizza. Domino's Pizza says sales rose 6% last quarter. Domino's has always relied on its own delivery drivers, but it added Uber Eats to delivery options for the first time last quarter. Ford's self-driving tech is under investigation. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has launched a probe after two fatal accidents, both Mustang Mach-E SUVs that collided with vehicles on highways at night. A double win for D.C. on food and wine lists. Capitol Hill Indian restaurant Daru ranks number 8 on Food and Wine's 10 Best Restaurants for 2024 list. Allegory, a bar hidden behind a secret lobby door at the Eaton Hotel in Mount Vernon Square, ranks number 4 on its new list of best U.S. bars. Monday trading gets underway in a few minutes. Looks like a quiet open. Dow futures are up 55 points. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Thank you, Jeff. And coming up here on WTOP, how do federal workers feel about their return to work and the spaces they're working in? Federal News Network's Drew Friedman joins us next with results of their new survey on it. It's 9:12.
Sponsored by Compassion International.
Imagine a child in extreme poverty waiting over a year to be sponsored. End their wait today. Become a Compassion sponsor. Just text radio to 83393.
Hey, Verizon customers, want the best in-home Wi-Fi? X marks the spot. It's never been a better time to switch. Get Xfinity Gig Speed Internet for the lowest price ever, with unlimited data included, so you can stream, shop, chat, game, and work on all your devices all at the same time. Now through May 14th, new customers can get Xfinity Gig Internet for only $30 a month for 12 months with no annual contract when you add one line of Xfinity Mobile Unlimited. For savings more than $800 over Verizon in your first year, X marks the spot. Switch to fast, reliable Xfinity Internet and bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares promotional pricing for Xfinity Gig Internet and one Xfinity Mobile Unlimited line versus Verizon Fios Gig Internet and one welcome plan line. After promo, regular rates apply. Gig Wi-Fi requires Xfinity Gateway. Actual speeds vary. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity Internet. Reduced speeds up to 30 gigabits of usage per line. Data thresholds may vary.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave.
Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Coming up, will Snow White and Cinderella unionize? More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
Now we're coming up on a election year and we're going to be inundated. And one of the things I like most about TOP is I can trust their information.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
It's 9:15.
As more federal workers head back into the office, there's a mix of feelings about office space functionality. One worker described it to our sister station, Federal News Network, as cubicle city with no real places to meet.
Joining us now to dig deeper, FNN's Drew Friedman, who's been poring over the data from a recent survey done by the network over how government workers feel about the return to office. And thanks for being here, Drew. What are the main complaints from federal workers over the workspace?
Right. A lot of federal employees are back in the office more often now. And once they're there, they're finding that the design of older buildings isn't really lining up with the actual work that they need to do. So our recent survey with more than 6,300 responses from federal employees showed that results were largely mixed. There aren't great meeting spaces. Some said they were having issues with the technology in the office. And there were concerns, of course, just about the actual layout. As you said, a lot of federal buildings use cubicles and older office designs, and respondents say that can be pretty distracting to overhear meetings or calls from coworkers. And interestingly, the survey goes against what the Biden administration has been pushing for. They are calling for more collaborative or meaningful in-person work. But our survey shows that employees feel like those collaborative goals aren't really possible in the physical office spaces that they currently are working in.
So is this related to the pandemic at all? I mean, wouldn't these issues have happened whether workers started working from home or not, or did you not get into that?
So the office space concerns have been around for well before the pandemic. Agencies have been trying for years to try to reduce their physical footprint, but largely, employees who are coming back to the office are seeing those spaces aren't really aligned for the meetings or the design that they are looking for.
Well, does the government have any plan to do anything about it?
Yes, a recent report from the Public Buildings Reform Board found that agencies are, having more office space than the federal workforce needs, and the cost of maintaining that space just continues to increase. So agencies are trying to reduce the physical amount of space that they have. And while they do that, this report suggested that they can try to reinvest their budgets in office spaces with more modern amenities, maybe more collaborative layouts. I think that's something you may not see until years down the road. But ultimately, that's something that the Public Buildings Reform Board said could help employees feel better equipped to do their jobs.
All right. Thank you, Drew. That is Federal News Network's Drew Friedman.
Now a quick look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP.
Protests over the war in Gaza continue today at George Washington University, even after calls from the university president for people to wrap it up.
The U.S. Secretary of State back in the Middle East today, urging Israel to do more to boost humanitarian aid to Gaza and for Hamas to accept Israel's truce offer.
We could see record heat today. Temps could go above 90 degrees in spots.
Keep it here. We'll have full details in the minutes ahead.
We're brought to you by the Costello College of Business at George Mason University, educating aspiring entrepreneurs and corporate leaders. Costello means business. Learn more at business.gmu.edu. It's 9:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's go over to Rita Kessler in the traffic center.
Well, we're trying to recover from the morning rush hour right now in this 9 o'clock hour. Let's update the situation on 123 northbound between Canterbury Road and Burke Lake Road or Clifton Road. They should have finished cleaning up the truck fire. Everything has been reopened there. No longer seeing much of a delay on 123 or even the Fairfax County Parkway, which a lot of people were taking instead. So that's going to be good news for those of you in and around the Clifton area that were trying to work your way around. We do still have delays on the Beltway, however, on the inner loop from 66 and off of the toll road headed past the toll road. But we're also seeing a delay now from Georgetown Pike across the American Legion Bridge. So watch for that work that's usually set up between the Legion Bridge and River Road. If you're on the outer loop of the Beltway in Maryland, just some brief volume from New Hampshire Avenue toward University Boulevard, and it looks good headed toward Georgia Avenue and 270. If you're on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, we have the delay southbound that has grown again pretty much from 32 toward 197. There may now be a work crew there. The earlier wreck near 197 has in fact cleared. Southbound 95, seeing delays approaching and passing Route 100 and approaching 32. But the crash that was near 32 is cleared, so that's why it's not a solid backup there anymore. Also cleared is the wreck we had on 395 northbound after Edsel Road. That should be off to the right shoulder. Then a delay from the Pentagon headed across the 14th Street Bridge and the Case Bridge onto the southeast-southwest freeway toward Main Avenue with the lanes open. Meineke, engines, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke is your one-stop shop for total car care. Meineke, doing car care right. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
And here is 7 News First Alert meteorologist Eileen Whalen with our hot forecast.
Unseasonably warm weather expected this week. Today will be the hottest day of the week and of the year so far as we get up to 90 degrees. The record at Reagan National is 91, set back in 2017. 89 degrees is the record at Dulles, so a higher likelihood that we'll tie or break the record there. Mostly sunny skies, though, today. We're partly cloudy overnight with lows in the middle 60s. Tomorrow, 87 with afternoon clouds and an isolated chance for a shower or storm. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
73 now in Sterling, 71 at the Wharf in D.C., and 71 in Oxon Hill. Brought to you by Lynn the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week.
And coming up,
the Hamilton hosts Grammys on the Hill, and all they want to do is have some fun. I'm Jason Fraley.
921.
Did you know, for every wish Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic grants, there are 3 or more children with critical illnesses that need your support. My name is Emma, I'm 14 years old, and I have epilepsy. Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic granted my wish to go to Discovery Cove with my family, where I swam with dolphins, went to the aquarium. It was an amazing experience. Thank you, Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic. Donate today at dmvwishes.org to help more kids like me get their wishes granted. That's dmvwishes.org.
Hello, my name is Amy Blaken, and I am the CEO of Client Solution Architects. With more than 40 years' experience, CSA has been a partner of choice to the federal government delivering mission-focused integrated technology and operational support services. Our global employee population consists of more than 52% veteran and military spouses that are at the forefront of our clients' mission. Bearing witness to the power of a wish and creating bonds with our adopted wish kids, like Emma, is a uniquely inspirational experience. The acts of kindness and generosity on behalf of our employees is a testament to living our vision. CSA is making a positive impact to the lives of others, giving back to the communities we operate in. From the messages behind the reason to give to the dedicated wish kids that became a part of CSA's family, our thriving partnership with Operation Dreammaker continues to bring life-changing hope to children and their families. Please visit dmvwishes.org for more information.
This is WTOP News.
923, I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. Get ready for some tunes as the annual Grammys on the Hill event returns to D.C. tomorrow night. WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley spoke with the CEO of the Recording Academy, which is behind the awards. All I wanna do is have some.
Harvey Mason Jr. says this year's music honoree is the one and only Sheryl Crow.
Any record about having fun is going to be my favorite. We sang along to that record, driving in my car. You can't help but sing along with the Sheryl Crow hit.
This year's congressional honorees are Democrat Amy Klobuchar and Republican John Cornyn for their bipartisan music legislation.
During COVID, they oversaw Save Our Stages.
The ceremony is tomorrow night at the Hamilton. Jason Fraley, WTOP News.
The most visible workers at another Disney theme park may soon unionize.
Character performers at Disneyland in California say they filed a petition for union recognition. It comes more than 40 years after those at Disney parks in Florida joined a union. A lot has to do with Hollywood. While those in Florida typically work at Disney full-time, many in California have other jobs in movies and TV. Now they're hoping for more dependable schedules with the theme park. Most of the more than 35,000 workers at the Disneyland Resort in Southern California already were unionized, but the parades and character department members were among the holdovers. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next. Engineering a safer, smarter, cleaner world.
Dave, the season is over finally for the Caps.
But what a great run it was.
It was.
This team was left for dead multiple times. Unfortunately, they tried to fight for their playoff lives last night against the New York Rangers, who used special teams to secure the sweep.
And the Caps trying to clear off the draw. Can't put down Panarin. Now for Fox, cross ice, picked up here by Zibanejad, fired, and they score. And Artemi Panarin, his second goal of the postseason.
John Walden on 1500 AM. The Caps lose 4-2 as the Rangers tally three power play goals. Coach Spencer Carberry.
The special teams was such a big part of the series. And you got to give them credit. Like, those are five elite, world-class players. There's a reason they were the third best power play, and those guys have had tremendous seasons, so we're going to have to live with that.
How elite were the Rangers? Three elites in one sense.
Yeah, I had a friend who got really annoyed at the phrase very unique, because he's like, oh, really, it's very one of a kind?
Yes.
So I think this falls into that category.
Caps finished 2-for-17 on the power play in the series. Baseball Nationals rallied from seven runs down to outslug Miami 12-9.